Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Winston Churchill. When eagles are silent, parrots begin to chatter. Now that's a powerful quote. And to me, I think Churchill's clearly using the eagles as a metaphor for leadership. And we may see it in politics, we may see it within your organization. When leadership goes silent, or worse, leadership goes missing, that's when our people start squawking. The chatter of the parrots grow. Now, we see that with whispers, we see that with rumors, we see that with whinges and moans. And it increases in crescendo when leaders stay missing. You may have witnessed this firsthand. And if you have, you could probably acknowledge one thing. The chatter starts to diminish when eagles stop being silent. Hey, I'm Coach Cole. I hope you've enjoyed today's Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you then. Hey there, it's Coach Cole here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Eleanor Roosevelt. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. Now, the anatomy of a leader shares a very simple model to make leaders better. And included in this model is the service heart and the transformative mind. Within the heart, we have service and support. And within our mind, we have that drive, that desire, and that discipline. Our ability to connect emotionally with the team comes from the heart, while the mind is the driver behind our goals and our actions. Our goals and plans are set from the mind, and our ability to inspire others comes from the heart. So maybe Eleanor could have said, to lead yourself, use your mind. To lead others, use your heart. If you want to be the best leader, you need a strong mind, you need a strong heart, and it needs to be backed and supported by a strong core, that core of character, and to have a purpose behind that character to ensure that you're leading with the best possible intentions. And when you combine those three things, the core, the heart, and the mind, we create powerful leaders. Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to your Daily Fuel. Until next time, see you later. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Vulnerability brings honesty. We become most honest with ourselves when we're faced with real fear around a situation or an outcome. Yet many will still live in their comfort zone, listening to their own excuses and lies. You know, when we feel most vulnerable is when we become most honest with ourselves. And when we become honest with ourselves, we steel ourselves with a courage that we didn't know that we had. And that courage enables us to create change that we didn't think that we could. When we feel we've been rejected, when we face real fear, when we feel at our lowest ebb, when we feel exposed and open to the world, that's when we get honest with ourselves. And with that honesty comes clarity. And with clarity comes courage. While our comfort zone will always beckon, and at times it may seem to be a pretty good place, when we feel at our worst, our comfort zone doesn't create the change that we need. If it did, the world would be filled with overachievers. And we know that that's not the case. Enjoy getting uncomfortable. Enjoy being vulnerable. Because that's what enables us to be honest with ourselves. And when we're honest with ourselves, we create change by being courageous. I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to your Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you then. Bye. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Stephen Richards. The difference between being mediocre and achieving excellence is you. Now, the difference is internal, I will grant that. But you may find it hard to believe that every one of us has excellence within us already. The problem is, or more importantly, the problem is our brain. And it's the way that our brain defines excellence. You know, there's been a lot of studies around the brain, but one thing doesn't change. Our brain will ensure that we become excellent in the areas that we enjoy. The problem is that what our brain sees as excellent and what the world sees as excellent could be completely different. Your brain may make you excellent in areas like sleeping in, being lazy, eating too much. Your brain will happily let you drink yourself to death if you allow it, because it knows that you enjoy it and it knows that you're excellent at it. But the resolve to be excellent in the areas that we define is available to each and every one of us. We need to set intention and we need to set resolve to make it happen. We need to work out a plan. We need to measure our milestones. And along the way, our brain will reward us every time we make the long-term decision over the short-term decision. The difference is resolve, and that resolve does sit within you. So step one, define excellence for yourself. Set your goals, get out there, and make magic happen. Hey, I'm Coach Cole. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you later. Bye. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. Today's mindset hack may not appear to be a mindset hack initially, but I want you to hang around. I want you to start yoga. Okay, so I want you to start yoga. So whether we do that as an individual or whether we do that in a group, I really want you to explore the concept of starting yoga. There's so many benefits for everyone that does yoga. Things like increased flexibility. You get increased muscle strength and muscle tone. We improve our respiration. We have more energy. There's increased vitality in our lives. It helps us maintain a balanced metabolism. People often report there's weight reduction benefits by doing yoga. We have a cardio and circulatory benefit as well. It increases our cardio capacity. We have improved athletic performance. And one of the best ones, because we're increasing strength, we're increasing flexibility, it helps reduce injury. But one of the real benefits that I see, as well as the physical ones around yoga, is the mindset benefits. It allows us to slow down. It brings with us a very simple need to concentrate on things like technique, movement, and our breathing. And whenever we take that chance to concentrate on some simple things, it helps us disconnect from our 24/7 connected world. And that's got to be a good thing. We get more clarity in our minds. And by doing yoga, the clarity that we find in our minds is twice, three times, quadruple times the clarity that we can find on a screen. So today's mindset hack, disconnect and start doing yoga. Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you.